Blog Talk Radio.
John L. Brown, author and filmmaker, native of Lake Charles, Louisiana, is taking his expose on race relations in America, Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, to another level by doing a documentary entitled The Mentally Blind in America. The documentary will open the viewer's eyes to homelessness, poverty, hunger, the real rules of the criminal justice system, and other poverty-related issues that challenge underemployed, unemployed, and homeless people in American post-recession. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary, will enlighten people of color and people in poverty on how to restore their credit rating and expunge their criminal records. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary coming this fall. Real people, real stories. The Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, a documentary on race, poverty, the recession's aftermath, and more. Follow our post on Facebook's The Mentally Blind in America. The Mentally Blind in America.
Good afternoon, everyone. Yes, we have a really good show for you guys today, and I'm going to tell you, you will enjoy it. But before I continue, I would love to ask Ms. J if she don't mind bringing our special guest on today.
Absolutely. Well, today we have Ms. Shani Reckie, and she is a multi-talented musician. And I, you know, a lot of people talk about entertainers, but entertainers are only as great as their musicians. And I have to say that because I've been in the business, and I really love great musicians. And I love percussions, and she's a percussionist. And she also does a lot of other stuff, and we're going to talk about that. Before we get started, Ms. Shani, tell them a little bit about you, a little bit of your history, and then we're going to jump right on in with this interview.
Okay, great. Hi, everyone. My name is Shani Reckie. Man, I've been living in Los Angeles for a long time, more than 15 years. I came here to pursue my dreams as a musician, drummer, an actress, and I came to Los Angeles, and a year after being in Los Angeles and just grinding and grinding, I booked a television show called The Keenan Ivory Wayans Show, and that show lasted for about 9 months. It was such a great experience, 9 to 10 months, actually. And then from there, I've had the, I was fortunate enough to work with a number of artists, and it's just been such an incredible journey, although, you know, I attended a school of the arts for one thing and ended up having this career as a drummer and working as an actress as well. But it's just been great living in Los Angeles. The weather is amazing. I've met some incredible people. I've done some incredible things traveling all over the world a number of times with a lot of great people. And now, you know, being married for 10 years, no children yet, I got married and I have a stepchild, but life is just amazing, and you never know where God is going to take you. You just have to be open for whatever comes and just be strong enough with his word to handle, you know, things that come your way.
That is absolutely true. Before I talk about some of the things you do, but you made a comment that Well, not a comment. John, we put it in the post. I shouldn't put that on you. But you have a philosophy about your aspects on entertainment and life. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that before we get into it, because you take time to help other people. And as you stated, you're married, so that takes work, too. You can't just be married without putting in any work in. And you have such a schedule. You know, how does that philosophy help you balance everything out and still have time for the community?
Well, the way that I was raised, God, my mom used to say, how can you live somewhere and not participate in everything, you know, things that happen in your community? If you feel that this place is good enough for you to live here, then you have invested, you know, yourself in this place. You need to take part of the responsibility for what takes place in this place. So I kind of grew up with that, growing up where we actually worked in the community, helping to solve problems, dealing with things at the grocery store, you know, just all of those different things. It was like a community effort. So as an adult, once I moved into my home and I lived in this community, which is a community that people, you know, it's a hiking community, and there are beautiful homes, and of course it causes people, you know, it draws a lot of attention because of the community where it is, and so, you know, there's, you know, crime, and there's vandalism, and there's different things in the city of Los Angeles. So I decided to go to a board meeting to address some issues, not necessarily to complain, because it's like, if you're going to complain, what are you going to do to help change the situation? So when I went to the board meeting, you know, to address some issues that were taking place in the community, I was offered to head up a section of the board, which they didn't have someone, which was Neighborhood Watch. So at that point, I started learning about Neighborhood Watch and what I could share with my neighbors and how we could come together to take responsibility for our neighborhood, to be the eyes and ears for the officers, instead of just when things happen, always calling them and not having this neighborhood be represented by a Neighborhood Watch. So basically I initiated and started this program, Neighborhood Watch, and then it got supported by LAPD, and it's the chair of which, you know, the position that I hold. And you know, it's just, you know, just trying to have a balanced life, having a career, and, you know, not really being a mom yet, but being a wife and having a career. And, I mean, it just seems like there are not enough hours in a day, but everything that you need to get done seems to get done within the time that it needs to get done, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, yeah, you know, right. You made a valid point that you started at an early age, and me and John both encouraged that young people, parents get young people involved in something, because if they mm-hmm. learn it early, it will manifest in their later years. You know,
yeah.
One way or the other, it's going to manifest. And, you know, I know you also did a walk, I think in October or something like that, to raise money. So you do things like that, but you also, you know, activists for other things too. So what are some other things that you do?
Well, I'm on the board for the Disney Cancer Foundation. So basically it's called Friends of the DFCC, Disney Friends Cancer Center. So in Burbank, you know, the foundation, the family started a cancer center. It's just really incredible what they're doing, because it's not just about, oh, let's give people chemo. No, I mean, they, you know, of course the people that sit along the board with me, but also the doctors and all the different people that are involved, including the Disney family, it's all about the community. Like, how can we help the community? How can we teach them, you know, health habits to, you know, preventative things to help them to, you know, with the sun is being so harsh, how to protect our skin so that we don't get these blotches or these spots that cause cancer. You know, so just participating in that, because, you know, I lost my mom in 2015 on May 10th to cancer, and, you know, a few other people in my family. And I just really believe in not just raising money for cancer, but also research. And what I do, it's like, it's all about lifestyle. So just exercising and healthy eating, and it's just a lifestyle change. It's not just, oh, when people get sick. You know, of course, things happen and people get sick and then people panic and you're dealing with things at the last minute. But how can I be an example? How can I teach? How can I encourage people to change their lifestyles, to have a better life, to try to have longevity and some sustainability in their life? You know, and I think everything is interconnected, from the community to your lifestyle to the way that you eat, you know, because you're happier and therefore you want to give back. And you know, you realize it's like a circular effect. You give, you receive. You give, you give, you receive, you know.
Yes, yes. And that's really great, because you teach a preventative, not just after the fact, but let me show you what to do before. You know, and
right.
You're right, healthy eating and the exercising. And if a community can do that together, they can, you know, cut down those numbers. And, you know, it's,
mm-hmm.
it's great. It's awesome. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, and one thing that I really like what you're doing is this Neighborhood
mm-hmm.
Watch. And the reason for that is that I talk to a lot of people in the communities, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, is not that many neighborhood watches in our communities.
Wow.
It's not that many. And that's very important because there's so much crime. And believe me, people is like this. If they know that that is a neighborhood watch in a community, the crimes definitely go down. You know, and
wow.
I really like that.
Yeah. And they're sticking together. It creates unity as well. You
definitely.
Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You get to know your neighbors for sure.
Right.
Because back
you
in
know,
the day, we knew our neighbors.
Right.
You know, back in the day growing up, I mean, I knew every neighbor on my street. I knew everybody from one end of the corner to the other. And trust me, if you did something, by the time you got home, your mama knew.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so true.
Have those kind of communities no more. Everybody want to mind their business. Everybody want to be bothered. You know, we don't do that. We don't have that village love like we used to. And we really need that.
We definitely do.
Yes, we do. And also, you have Instagram. Is it Instagram where as though you give words of encouragement every day?
Yeah, Instagram, yep.
Okay.
You want me to
tell
say
audience
what it
a
is?
Little bit. Yeah, tell the audience a little bit about that because I listened at one of them and it was powerful, very powerful.
Okay. So I have an Instagram account, and although I use it as my platform and entertainment, I also use it as my platform to encourage people because you never know what people are dealing with from day to day. So feel free to follow me and share the page. Sometimes you'll hear testimonies. You'll hear a lot of stories of encouragement. You'll hear, you know, people that I am encouraging. Maybe they've gone through something or come through something, and they, you know, I want to record their testimony. But my Instagram is Shaunie, S-H-A-U-N-E-Y, Recke, R-E-C-K-E. It's a public page, so you can follow me. I'll be promoting stuff that I'm doing with regards to my ministry, with regards to my shows, upcoming shows with different artists, and, of course, videos of me playing drums or percussion or singing. So, yeah, be encouraged and follow me and, you know, share the love.
You know,
there's a lot of people that kind of do that these days, and it's really encouraging because you don't never know what somebody's going through, and your message might be
mm-hmm.
that message.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. You'd be surprised how many people listen at messages.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, everybody is going through it.
Mm.
You know, it's more people these days going through so much, you know. They're going through financial difficulties, relationship difficulties, illness. I mean, it's just so much that they're going through. And they're looking for that word of encouragement. You know, and that's what I like about you, Shaunie. You out there, you trying to encourage, you know, people, you know, that need encouragement. And that I love that. But here we, okay, now I want to go back. Okay, now here we go, Shaunie. Here we go. I want to go back. Now, what made you start, you know, getting into entertainment? What made you get into entertainment? Because, girl, I heard you play them drums, and I say, wow. What made you do that?
Well, I grew up, you know, basically when we were children, my mom had us involved in theater at Howard University Crampton Auditorium because they had program for kids. Of course, we were in church all the time, and at church they had not only Bible study, but they had the choir, so they had music programs, they had theater programs, and of course, I, you know, in addition to singing and stuff, I just always loved the drums, and I used to always get on the drums and always watch the drummer, and I was just fascinated by the rhythm, so it was drums and bass, and I was just fascinated by the rhythm, and then it just went from there. That passion just grew. And of course, I love dancing and moving, so it's all about the beat. And, that's how that all got started. Just grew from there.
Well, you know, I love
drummers, too.
I love drummers, too. I really do. And percussion.
Yeah, also, you have a video on Vimeo with, what's the guy named? Keenan Ivy Wayne.
Oh, yeah, that's a reel, actually. So that was put together for my website from the TV show that I was on. So, yeah, it's like a few excerpts from different episodes of the show.
Oh, okay. Because I tell you, you was, amazing. I was listening at you beat them drums. I say, golly, this lady is, she's good. You know, and also you was talking about your, you was talking about your father. He was, he was one of the founders of the Delphonics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can tell us a little bit about that, a little bit that you know.
Okay. Well, basically, I knew my father was involved, one of the founding members of the Delphonics. He was in the group. I grew up as a child always hearing stories of our relationship because he passed when I was very young. Of course, looking at pictures and just growing up, you know, I was involved. Like I said, my mom had us involved in the arts. And so, of course, people knew about my dad, so I would always get these interviews. As a kid, I didn't really understand some of the questions. I didn't really know how to answer them because I was so young and didn't really remember so much about my father. But as I grew older and started understanding some of the questions and like realizing just inherently things that you get from your parent, whether you experience them well into your teenage years or adult years, I started understanding more of what those questions meant or how what he did related to who I am and what I did. And I really started appreciating it because at first when I was younger, like 12 and 13 during interviews, it made me sad. But as I got older, like older teenage years and young adult, I understood like the legacy of his contribution to that group and obviously the group itself as it stands now. And just like I felt pressure just in my career coming from that. And but now it's really something I embrace. I'm grateful for because although, you know, he contributed to my life greatly, even though I don't remember specific things, obviously he contributed to my life and I'm grateful to be a part of that, to be connected to the Delphonics and to forever have that as a legacy in my life and to forever be associated with that. And even, you know, the lead singer Will and, you know, the people in the group to this day, I mean, I have an opportunity to go to the shows anytime I want. And, you know, of course, he's reached out to me. And it's just incredible just to be associated with such group that has contributed greatly. I mean, that music, when I listen to it as an adult, I'm just like, wow. I mean, it's just incredible, as all the music was during that era. But some of those songs, when I would see movies and hear some of those songs like La 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 in the soundtrack, I'm like, whoa. I mean, when you put out great music and it just touches the world everywhere, it's just like, wow, it just relieves you. You think it does, because just because my father had passed when I was so young, I mean, the music, it surrounds me. I mean, you know, it's like something.
Yeah,
it's real powerful what you just said. Absolutely.
Yeah, that is powerful, very powerful, you know. And also you toured with a lot of actually famous people. I call them famous, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well-known people, actors, and you know, how was that? You know, was that any pressure?
Oh, I think anytime you tour, it's pressure because it's interesting. Like speaking at schools, and the kids, they just see, you know, these performances on award shows, and they just see everything glamorous. But there's a lot of responsibility in touring because people really have to take care of themselves. It's health that you're dealing with and lack of sleep and making sure you get the proper food and taking advantage of sleeping every opportunity you get and taking care of your voice and taking care of your body, because to have longevity in this business, I mean, it's all about sustainability, so you really got to take care of yourself. And so that's pressure in itself, because you look at all these acts. I mean, look at all these bands. You hear the stories of people who have done drugs, people who have committed suicide, people who have just survived rehab, and just all the things that people have gone through, because not only the pressure but the lifestyle, you know, the sacrifices that's made being away from your families. And, I mean, you're doing a good thing because you're sharing great music with people that's touching people, and music makes people, no matter where people are in the world, music unifies people. Music is love, and music brings people together, you know. And I think it's sort of like music is so spiritual, it's so powerful, you know, especially when you use it the right way. And it's really a gift from God, people that are creative. And we have so much power to influence, to it's just incredible when you really realize that gift that God has given you to do that, and it's just powerful, and you just got to really take care of yourself and, you know, to have that longevity in that career, because it's not just about the fast-paced lifestyle and partying every day, because then, you know, you end up on the wrong side of the tracks. But, yeah, it's a lot of responsibility, but it's a lot of great reward, and it's a lot of fun, but you just have to balance that out. You got to know how to handle everything that comes out towards you when you're out on the road, and just keep yourself grounded, you know?
That's so true. And you know what? You made a valid point, because when I started watching Unsung, I didn't realize people, them artists went through so much, and I never knew people, you know, some people I found out they were on drugs, never knew it, they broke, never knew it, you know, and you're right, it's about, we see the glamorous part, we don't see that part.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
But it's so much fun.
Yeah, you're talking about Lala. I remember when I was young, I used to get up, and I was in the Marine Corps then. I used to get in the barracks, and me and some of the other guys, and try to sing Lala, Lala, I mean, I love you. That brought back some memories. I'm talking about memories. Lord.
Wow.
You know, well, anyway, we got a caller. I want to ask you a question or elaborate on something. Let's let them in, okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, caller. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, Tommy Cole from Lake Charles, Louisiana.
All right, Tommy.
How you doing, Mr. John, Ms. Jay, and Ms. Shawnee?
Hi, Tommy.
Hi. Hey, look, man, I want to compliment you on all your gifts there, and you're definitely using them all. You know, that's a great thing. And I also have a question about, thank you. I also have a question about, like, your neighborhood watch. The whole neighborhood is involved, or several folks, and you got...
Well, basically, it's not necessarily the whole neighborhood. It's the people that are interested. You know, sometimes people feel that they don't want to get involved because they're so busy. Everybody has their lives. And unfortunately, people tend to get involved when things happen at their homes or to their cars. So, I mean, I would say that we have a pretty great group of people that are involved in the community. I wouldn't say it's more than half, but there are definitely a number of people. There are a lot of initiatives going out because we have such a huge influx of traffic at the moment for at least the last year or so. But in the beginning, a lot of people just didn't want to get involved because it was just like too much like work, or they thought it was too much like work. But I would say now it's, you know, people are definitely getting involved. And it's just, you know, just letting people know it's not really a lot of work. It's just learning how to report suspicious activity and who to call and so on and so forth.
Right. Well, if you got half the neighborhood working with you there, that's a lot of folks, man. That's good.
Well, I said not more than half. That would be great if it was more than half.
Well, half, no. I mean, you know, if you're looking right at half, man, that's the whole neighborhood watch there, man. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Also, I got one more question for you. Now, like John said, hey, you're very instrumental to playing music and all that. Are you still playing, or are you kind of set it aside?
No, I'm definitely playing. I'm still playing. You know, I always post my stuff on Instagram and Twitter and all that stuff. I don't know if you have an Instagram account, but I'm always posting. I'm getting ready to go on tour in Europe in July. I'm traveling with this artist, Dee Dee Foster, and we're opening up for Anastasia. And then I'm doing some stuff. We're going to be touring, doing some dates, opening up for Culture Club in the fall. So, yeah, I'm doing that. And I released a single myself last year. It's under Shawnee Baby, I think, or Shawnee Recchi on iTunes. And, you know, just definitely still playing music and just being, you know, just trying to be busy doing all the right things because life is short and you just never know when your time is up. So you definitely want to live with no regrets.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. I understand that. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we got another call. Let's let him in.
Thank you, Tommy.
Thank you, Tommy.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. State your name and where you're calling from.
How you doing? This is Andrew Finch from Long Beach,
Andrew.
Texas. How you doing, sir? I just want to tell Miss Shawnee to continue to do what she's doing. I like how she uses her platform, you know, a celebrity platform, so to speak, to help bring awareness and help the communities and help people. And thank God that she has a true heart and passion for what she does. And I hope she continue to be successful. And I've been looking for to see her maybe some future movies and some other things
Whitney
that she got going
movie.
On.
Whitney Houston movie. I'll play Whitney.
Yeah. I'll be looking forward to for you and Dee Dee Foster, and she's a great woman too. That you're working with. A lot of people go hear many things about her also because y'all are two beautiful souls, man. I mean, y'all have truly inspirational hearts when it comes to talent and for people.
Thank God for that. Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot, Andrew, for calling in.
Yes, sir.
And thank you, Tommy, I forgot for calling in. You know, and, well, we only got like about 2 minutes and 20 seconds left on the show. So I'm going to ask Ms. J to start closing this out.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you, everybody, for listening. And thank you, Tommy and Andrew, for calling in. We appreciate it. But, Ms. Shawnee, we're going to turn it over to you for a minute. If you had something positive to say to the audience, what would it be?
It would be that no matter what anyone does to you that hurts you, no matter how anyone deceives you, always forgive. Always forgive anyone and everyone. Never let anyone, no matter how close they are to you, change the character of who you are, and always forgive people because forgiveness is your freedom. And believe me, God will handle those other people, but just always forgive because more than anything, God has forgiven us. That's the only thing I have to say.
Wow.
Well, what can I say after that? I mean, because that is so true. I mean, that is something that we all have to work on is that forgiveness, and even forgiveness. So that is so powerful. We thank you for that. We appreciate you. And Mr. John L. Brown.
Well, first of all, I would like to say thank you so much, Shawnee, for coming on the talk show. I mean, you are an inspiration to the world, and you keep on being that light because we need more people, you know, in our communities and trying to help out in the communities. And I want to let the audience know, Shawnee just don't work in her community. She worked in, I'm talking about, in a lot of communities.
Absolutely.
So thank you, Shawnee, for coming on. And I'm going to turn it over to Ms. J.
Thank you.
Yes, and I'd like to thank you also as well. And like John said, she talked about a few things that she did, but the fact that she is doing something is really what matters. And that's all you want to do is encourage each and every one of you to just to do something, it don't matter. You don't have to do what Bishani doing. You don't have to do what John doing or what I do. Just do something, because together we can make a difference. Peace and blessings, and I thank you guys for joining us. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.